Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
The show on a Friday. You don't expect this in late February, but that's exactly what we've had. How important is this NCAA ruling? We've been talking about the ruling from East Tennessee. There it is, the judge granting an injunction in the Tennessee case. It does freeze the NIL rules right now. Some were wondering early on, this will be appealed. It could go all the way to the Supreme Court. That is not going to happen. The NCAA has already issued a statement saying we need Congress's help. It's the same tired playbook. This is the NCAA statement. Turning upside down rules overwhelmingly supported by member schools will aggravate an already chaotic college environment, further diminishing protections from student athletes from exploitation. The NCAA, by the way, I cannot read this statement with a straight face. The NCAA fully supports student athletes making money from their name, image, and likeness and is making changes to deliver more benefits to student athletes. But an endless patchwork of state laws and court opinions make clear partnering, here it is, with Congress is necessary to provide stability for the future of all college athletes. We talked to one of the leading, if not the preeminent, NIL legal expert in the country, Darren Heitner, on the importance of this ruling.
It's preliminary, and I'm just getting through reading the 13 pages of this order. But it looks like this can be number one on the list. O'Bannon was huge. Alston was gigantic. And I'm sure that cases that are filtering through the system right now that relate to whether or not college athletes should be determined to be employees will probably supersede this specific case. But as we sit here today, February 23, 2024, this order, I can't diminish the significance. It is so important. And the first thought that I had when I'm reading this is, it's sort of the perfect storm that's been created. I've always been an athlete advocate. I've always believed that athletes deserve the right to benefit from their NIL. But the NCAA has fought so hard to prevent athletes from being classified as employees. So now these athletes aren't earning salaries, but they're also not restricting themselves by way of employment contracts. It's essentially a free market. It's free agency with no restrictions whatsoever, no rules anymore if we're going to abide by this order. And so not only has a vacuum been filled by the fact that they're not salaried and they're not entering into employment agreements, but there's an argument to be made that they now have more power than if they were salaried employees.
So that is Darren Heitner's comments, and very significant comments indeed. Let's get to some phone calls here. And Gary is up next in Knoxville. Hey, Gary.
Afternoon, Paul.
Hey there.
A couple of contrasting ramifications from the ruling long term that I see. Let us assume for a minute that football segregates itself from the rest of athletics.
Right.
Then in terms of Title IX, what is it, 65, 80 female athletes could potentially lose their scholarships because now football doesn't apply since they're employees. Alternatively, football doesn't segregate themselves. And so in the collective bargaining agreement, you know, the offensive tackle and the free safety get X dollars per year and benefits, then so does the swimmer and the golfer and the lacrosse player, and how many schools can truly afford that?
Gary, you've unwrapped one of the big stories that is going to be after this, the dust settles, and I think it's pretty obvious that the have-nots are out of business.
I would say that's true, and particularly, you know, you look at the group of five. I mean, can Central Florida afford to pay their softball team $30,000 a year? Or do they just fall by the wayside?
Yeah, I mean, I think as you get down the list, I think it's a problem even in some of the bigger leagues where you have, you know, the so-called academic institutions that really don't want to play ball the same way that everybody else does. So, I don't want to keep saying that things are moving so quickly, but they are. And I think that's the day after story that it's going to shrink. I mean, the college football playoff may be expanding, but the field of schools who are going to be available for it are going to be shrinking.
Absolutely. Good talking to you, Paul.
Well said. That's really, really one of the more sapient analyses I've heard. Mr. Vall, good friend of ours from Knoxville, calling in. How are you, buddy?
Paul, I'm doing great, and I appreciate, it was about a year ago, I think I called and asked for prayer for my mom, who at the time had COVID, and she survived that, but this month, as you already know, she lost her year-long fight to pulmonary hypertension, which is a disease that nobody has heard a lot about until recently. People are living longer nowadays, and so we're able to keep people alive longer. But she was always a big UT fan and a fan of your show and watched it every day and in the hospital and in the rehab center with me lots of times. And I just wanted to call in and thank all of your listeners and your viewers for the prayers that they offered up and that you did too for her back last year, and I know they were continuing to do that all through the year, and it's been difficult and tough for my brother and I here in Knoxville. As you know, he was the physician for John Ward when he passed away not too long ago too, and so we're having a tough day, but this, as you know, we've known each other 50 years.
And yeah, you know, but before you go on, I just want to, I've known you since college, and I am, as I expressed to you, so deeply sorry about your mom, and it meant a lot when you told me about her watching, and that really warmed all of our hearts here, but yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, that's okay, I mean, you know, the Feinbaum Show is different from virtually any other show because it's a family. And I mean, you have made it that way, and your callers and your listeners, I mean, some of the people that don't understand that, it's so unique, and not because we've known each other, but it's just a joy to watch the show every afternoon and to listen to it on the radio when I'm out in the car on XM or whatever. But it's my mom would have been really happy, I think. It's sort of like Adam was saying that, you know, she always wanted the best for our university and so forth. And as you know, I mean, you got your degree in political science. I got mine in business and in law. And there, what the gentleman said earlier that you just had on again and replayed, there has never been a ruling like this. And I'm so happy and proud that my University of Tennessee administration, my alma mater, where we both earned our degrees, were in the lead in making sure that people that are 18 years old, that are college students and college athletes, are finally going to get what the American way is, which is to be able to negotiate on their own for the worth of their services with in college athletics, with all the money that's involved. I mean, I know Nick Saban gave lip service to the fact that that he said, I'm all for NIL when he was coaching, and now he's saying that, you know, all this destroying the game and all of athletics as well as football. I mean, that's really absurd. And the judge, thankfully, has put the NCAA in such a tight box now with his ruling. As you've said many times, they can't fight their way out of a paper bag. And, I mean, it's the death knell, and rightfully so, and happily so, for the basically communistic or socialistic way that they've tried to run things and to keep college athletes as a subset of people that were less than full citizens of America.
So eloquently said, Mark, Mr. Vall, again, sorry I called you by your real name. appreciate that. That was a beautiful statement. And again, our deepest condolences to you and your brother and your whole family. Thanks so much. We're up against the break here on a Friday night. Big story that we have talked about and will continue to. We'll include your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back on a early Friday evening, late February. Richard is in Durham, North Carolina. Hello, Richard. Hey, Richard. Richard, can you hear me? Okay, we'll give Richard, we'll cut Richard some slack here. What are we going to do before Richard gets the memo that he's on? Can I have a drink? Maybe got it. Any Fritos? Why is this TV so far behind us?
Hi, Paul. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Richard. Welcome aboard.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Richard, you might want to turn that down while we talk.
Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry, you okay now?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say greetings from one to start with. I was just going to say greetings from one political scientist to another.
Oh, wonderful. Great to hear from you.
Yeah. There was a few things I want to comment on, and then I'll go on to about the Tennessee thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Just one second.
Richard, we are not in a hurry.
Okay, now.
Should you bring me a magazine or something, Randy, while we're waiting? Yeah, I'll maybe a.
Yeah, I went to Georgia, and I see you went to Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Richard, let me ask you one more time.
Dominic on his addition to the. Got it?
Richard, can you hear me?
Wait a minute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I will ask you one more time. If you could turn the TV down, we could have a conversation. Otherwise, it's going to be very
just
confusing.
One sec. Okay. There we go. Okay. Man,
we want you to watch. Okay, we're not in the business of telling
I'm
people
watching.
To turn the TV off. Okay, well, go right ahead. We're all good.
Things I wanted to say. Okay. I wanted to compliment Dominic on his addition to the to your theme song.
Yes, that was great.
Adding Texas and Oklahoma. And I also wanted to say you were talking about McAfee.
Yes.
I would say he's an acquired taste, which I haven't acquired yet.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that I noticed while your show's been going on today, I see Georgia lost one of their top coaches.
Yeah, they've had an unusually rough winter.
Yeah, Adele McKee is. I mean, it's going to be tough to, you know, they can replace, I think, their receiver coach, but McGee has really recruited some outstanding running backs.
Yes, he has.
And I remember him all the way back to when I was in Columbus. He was an outstanding high school coach back then. But what I was going to say, we're talking about, you know, the Tennessee ruling, what it seems to me is all this stuff, it really decreases the loyalty that people feel for a team, you know, like all in this for this team.
Right.
And that goes back to what I always look at when I see something like this was going back, you remember, with Pete Maravich. When he first signed with the Atlanta Hawks way back then, and that was before everybody, you know, was making a lot of money. And he got so much money compared to the other players on that team that it broke that team.
But you know something, Richard, that happens in almost every industry, and it's always that's why you need chemistry and alignment within an organization. Well, thank you very much for checking in with us. Let's go to somebody who I expect to answer on the first ring, William, our legal analyst from Marvel.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
William.
You know, I've been. Hey, Paul, let's talk court orders for a minute. Can we do that and break it down a little in simple terms?
Yes.
Well, you know, a court order is generally binding just on the parties. Let me give you an example. Let's say that ESPN sues you for something, and they claim that you're secreting assets.
William, you're my attorney. You're not supposed to be telling what's going on here.
Well, I know. I'll use a hypothetical then.
Okay.
But let's say that they claim that you're doing something bad and you're hiding assets from them, and they get a preliminary injunction against you from doing that.
Okay.
That injunction does not cover other people in other cases that are doing the same thing. The only way that injunction turns into the law of the state or the law of the land is if it works its way up the appellate courts. So, you know, state court, it'd go to the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court in Tennessee. Federal courts, the irony here is Tennessee's in the Sixth Circuit and Virginia, that's a party to the case, is in the Fourth Circuit. So different circuits can have different laws of the land or different laws of that circuit until it gets to the Supreme Court and becomes the law of the land. Here, and I haven't read the whole order, I just read the last part. The judge, who was a very highly respected judge, he's not a Tennessee homer. I think he was educated actually in Virginia. He stated that his order was in effect a national preliminary injunction based on the fact that he orders that the NCAA, which is a national organization, cannot enforce its rules against any student athlete, no matter where located. And I don't know the legal basis. I suspect it's because he's found a potential violation of the
correct.
Federal antitrust
correct.
Laws. And so he's entered this, you know, preliminary injunction that is national in scope, even though technically it's only at this point binding within the Eastern District of Tennessee. If it goes to the Sixth Circuit, it would be binding in the Sixth Circuit, then the Supreme Court. But this is a very broad injunction. And, you know, his standard on appeal would be an abuse of his discretion. Is there a chance they find that? I don't know. He's a very bright judge, very well-respected judge, and I'm sure he's thought through this, you know, in great detail. But it also puts the NCAA in a box, Paul, because if the NCAA says, well, all right, we're going to take the position this is only binding on Tennessee athletes, and we're going to enforce our rules in Michigan, or we're going to enforce our rules in another state. Number one, they could be in contempt of this court order. And number two, when they enforce those rules in another state, they're going to waive this injunction. Whoever they enforce them against is going to waive this injunction in their face. And, you know, they're going to be fighting on multiple fronts. I think this is well, let me back up a minute. The other thing, Paul, is this is an injunction pending a trial on the merits. So it's going to stay in place unless they make a motion to amend or vacate it until they have a trial. Well, trials take years sometimes to happen. So as a practical matter, it's permanent in the short term.
Yeah, William, based on the NCAA statement, they are not going to go anywhere but their hollow and rather weak approach to try to get Congress to bail them out. I mean, they're you know better than me, but their risk on the other side of this is insolvency, and I don't think they can afford to take that. We have to take a break here. I appreciate your call, William. We've had a lot of legal analysis. We'll have your analysis when we come back.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And Snake is up next. Good afternoon, Snake.
Oh, yeah! Shut up, Randy. I got Paul on the phone. Hey, I apologize for that, Paul.
That's quite all right. It was entertaining.
Yeah, well, man, there's been a lot of Randy Savage jerky thrown out there this week to chew on, you know.
Right.
But first of all, I'd just like to send out my condolences to Mr. Vaughn's family. And sorry to hear about that. I got a couple things. What kind of caller is Elliot? I didn't pay much attention to what his subject was.
He's an irritating caller. How about that?
Okay. Well, I've done some work for the circus in the past.
You have?
You know, I'm retired master electrician, and I thought I heard him interviewing you about the greatest show in the world. Well, it's not. It's the greatest show on earth.
You're right. But, you're right. Elliot wouldn't know that because...
I don't want to call him out. I don't want to be a Jim. I just want
Here's why he wouldn't know that, Snape, because his parents were in the circus as opposed to taking him to the circus.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wired their concessions and stage lights.
Well, hey, where did you work the circus?
I did some wiring for him here in Birmingham.
You know what? Do they still have the circus?
No, I think it's canceled. I don't think they. I know they don't come to Birmingham anymore. That lately.
Wasn't that great to get out of school and go to the circus? Yeah, I mean Ringling Brothers, yeah. Barnum and Bailey. Which was better, Ringling Brothers or Barnum and Bailey? Or is it the same thing?
It's the same.
Oh, they merged. Okay.
Yeah.
You have just brought back one of my great childhood memories of going to the circus.
Yeah, well, I had more fun going down there, meeting those people and wiring up stuff than I did when I was a kid. But yeah, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. But the main reason I called, I got a bank statement the other day, and I noticed that. I got a raise in my Social Security, and I'd like to chip in on the car fund. You know, if you could get the car phone bill back.
Man, you just brought up one of the great names in the history of this show.
Oh yeah, I played golf with him a time or two. Yeah, I wish. Yeah,
Him in a long time, but. He's one of the greatest. He is truly one of the greatest golfers to ever come from that area.
Oh yeah, yeah. He kicked my butt a time or two.
Well, I think he won. I think he was a professional golfer, Snake. I mean, it's not like you just went out there with some guy, you know, that was, on the putting green. Say so you want to go 18. I mean, this guy led a professional tournament.
Yeah, but he won a lot. When he was amateur.
Well, I think he won the Alabama State Amateur 6 times. Hey, Snake, really good to hear from you. Thanks for reminding me of the circus. Am I too old to go to the circus?
No.
I'm going next time. When's it come? I might be. What if I could? Can you find a kid for me to take so it looks like I'm taking my grandson? I don't want anybody. How about I'll take Dominic to the circus? I don't want to look like I'm there because I really want to be. Okay, Sparks is up next. Hey, Sparks.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
TGIF.
You got it.
That's on the tongue of Auburn basketball players' tennis shoes.
That's right.
Toe goes in first. Hey, breaking news. Eli has got him a job already.
Oh, really? What's that?
The Nashville Cats. Arena football.
Man. I'm glad to see him land on his feet, I guess. Is that landing on your feet
too,
after
man.
Alabama football?
Yeah. My brother named his son Eli. And my brother was Lord now, but he turned the volume off and listened to Eli. And all these callers talk about Gary Danielson. Do you remember Air Force CJ calling Alabama?
Oh, yeah, I do. I sure do. The great Notre Dame coach.
He's a bigger homer than Danny Cannell.
Well, no, nobody is that big of a homer.
Yeah, I know it. Oh, this ain't sports now, but also breaking news, an Apache helicopter, Army helicopter, has crashed in Mississippi.
I didn't hear
that. All the details they said on the news, yeah.
Hey, thank you, Sparks. Thank you very much for the Eli Gold breaking news. We got more breaking news here right now. A cat daddy sighting.
Big Paul, you looking good and sounding good as always. I know the Pandora's done opened the box. I think I told you that 5 years ago when they started talking about paying the players. But get ready. Lawsuit City will be the next biggest city in the United States when it comes to college football. There's going to be more lawyers than sharks in the water. But I got to talk about one thing tonight, Mr. Feinbaum, and you know what that is. Dawn Staley has broke a record, and her South Carolina Lady Gamecocks are making us proud and making us smile here in the Palmetto State.
You know what? I'll bet all the Palmetto moonshine in your store that they win the title this year.
Well, Mr. Feinbaum, I'll tell you what. I about would put that on the shelf and bet it myself because our Lady Gamecocks is tough. And we are so proud of them. And Alabama, all you Alabama fans, let me tell you something. Here in Columbia, this is as good as beating y'all, if, even if it was football. But the Lady Gamecocks, we own Alabama. And I love it, Mr. Feinbaum.
Thank you, Cat Daddy. I remember when Cat Daddy talked about South Carolina football, don't you? He's all in on Dawn now. Got to go with Dawn. Let's go to Maryland right now in Baltimore. What's up?
Hey, is this? Can you hear me, Mr. Feinbaum?
You sound great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good evening to you. A couple of quick comments. I know you don't have a lot of time left. First, South Carolina probably needs to be wearing those AKC shirts instead of Jacksonville State, because they are actually the real ass-kicking chickens there. Lou Holtz might be the title holder for the biggest homer of all time. We'll have
He was pretty bad about Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Hey, by the I think there's a new candidate to be the biggest homer of all time about to be seen this fall.
And that yes. So a quick condolence both to Mr. Vall's family and then also to the families of those two young ladies at the University of Georgia.
That is a terrible
tragedy. Do we know whether or not the second death, the dorm death, was foul play or if it was just a death?
I know the school shut down and that was a very good decision.
It just makes me think of Ted Bundy at Florida State. They brought that back when I heard that. My call quickly is about the ruling today. I am happy for the University of Tennessee for the moment, and I am happy that the NCAA does, whenever it gets busted by anybody. But my concern is, and this is a hypothetical concern, but, you know, a few years ago, everybody was saying, well, you know, they're not going to let players to be paid. I remember you talked to Tony Barnhart at one time, and he really poo-pooed the idea,
right.
And yet here we are. So my concern is very similar to the one to the caller right before Mr. Vall, and it's the unintended consequence of so with most schools, the sport that they push to the front and that they invest in the most is college football. And I know at the moment we say, well, the NIL collectives in the school are separate and they can't really be channeling funds. But given the patchwork that we have across the different states and the different state laws, I don't think it's a far stretch that it might be a point where each the states, based on their schools' desires, might change that up. And my fear is that with the success of Nick Saban, you saw the University of Alabama grow in lots of areas. More fund, as funding came into the football team, it trickled out to the other sports, but it also went back into the school. And if we have schools or teams that have, whether depending on the school, what the sport is that they really support, whether it be Kentucky basketball, Alabama football, or even up here Johns Hopkins lacrosse, whatever that sport is, if you have the fan base that's hell-bent on really supporting that, my fear would be that what had been growth may start to become reduction.
You know, listen, I hate to interrupt, but you may very well be right. I mean, there are always consequences. I hate to run because it was such an interesting call, but we're up against a break. A few minutes remaining here on a Friday night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.